peace and blessings to each and every one of you. I'm so glad that you've tuned in on this morning. Let us go to the Lord in prayer. Spirit of the living God, I thank you and I praise you for being a good God, for being a gracious God. God, before we come to you on this morning, I'm asking you to forgive us for everything we said and did that was not pleasing in your sight. Spirit of the living God, we decrease in order that you may increase within us. Oh God, we ask in that you will have thine own way. Father God, move by your spirit and move by the anointing in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we love you. You are so faithful to us, even when we are not faithful and grateful to ourselves. And God, for that we say thank you. Now, Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray that you will heal, deliver, and set the captive free. In Jesus' name I pray, amen and amen. If you have your Bibles on this morning, could you go to the book of Galatians, the 5th chapter, the 16th and 17th verse. That is Galatians, 5th chapter, 16th and 17th verses. And I will be reading from the New International Version. It reads as follows. Walk by the Spirit, and you will not gratify the desires of the flesh. For the flesh desires what is contrary to the Spirit, and the Spirit what is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other, so that you are not to do whatever you want. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers and doers of his most holy word. And the topic today is, win the war within. Win the war that is battling within yourself. People of God, what's limiting some people is not that they're not talented or that they don't have God's favor. It's that they keep sowing into the flesh. Don't keep giving in to the same things that you know are holding you back. The next time that you're tempted to be jealous, to be envious, to sow seeds of discord, to find fault, or to say something critical, tell your flesh, no, I'm not going there, not today. I'm going to be happy for that person, because just like God blessed them, my time is next. We got to learn to encourage one another, especially be happy for the next person who has gotten a blessing. Because you got to remember, you don't know what they went through to receive that blessing. But that's all you can do is just be happy for them, because your time is next. I'm going to see the best in people. I'm not going to see the worst in them. So when you feel like staying up all night on the computer, you tell your flesh, now tonight, I am either going to pray or I'm going to bed. I'm going to take care of myself. The next time your friends who are pulling you down and causing you to compromise, want to get together, you tell them, sorry, something has came up. I can't hang out with you tonight because I have to do this or I have to do that. God is calling me to come unto him. People of God, we got to learn to keep this flesh under subjection. Quit letting the flesh be your dictator. My God. Quit letting the flesh be the dictator. You have to take charge of your life. The flesh is not leading you anywhere productive. My God. The scripture says, no discipline seems pleasant at the time, but painful. Later on, however, it produces a harvest of righteousness and peace for those who have been trained by it. Hebrews 12 and 11, the New International Version. People of God, be disciplined. It's not easy. Being disciplined is not easy. Walking away when someone is rude and not giving in to temptation and getting up early to excel at work is very difficult. Your flesh wants to be comfortable. Your flesh wants the easy way out. But you can't be comfortable all the time and reach your destiny. If you do the hard thing now, later on you will see the blessings and the favor that you've never seen. Thank you, Jesus. But the flesh always wants instant gratification. If I tell this person off, it will make me feel good right now. Yes, it will. If I buy this item, which I know I don't need and wish that I can't afford, or if I sleep in or skip work, I feel good right now. But it's important to think about later on. I could have did without that need. I could have did without that item. But my flesh wanted it. People of God, we should be growing. We should be getting stronger. We should be dying to self every day. We should be putting that flesh under subjection every day. We have a war within ourselves because we don't want to give up some stuff. Come on here, somebody. And when the Lord is telling you and showing you how to get delivered, we should be further along now than we were 5 years ago. If I'm still dealing with my temper the same way I did years ago, I'm leaving my flesh on the throne. If I'm still getting offended, upset, and jealous in the same way as I was years ago, I'm letting the flesh dictate my life. I'm not saying we have to be perfect because nobody is perfect, but we should be growing. We shouldn't be facing the same thing year after year. You shouldn't be having a chicken mentality, but you should have the mentality of an eagle. Back to putting that flesh under subjection. So as you reflect on how to win the war within yourself, what ideas stand out to you? Think about that. What ideas stand out to you? How can you win the war within? What takeaways are most important for the season you are in right now? What can you do without? The Spirit-led life can bring fulfillment. It can bring peace. It can bring unspeakable joy. But to enjoy its fruits, we must overcome the daily struggles with the flesh. Give you an assignment. Write about something in your life that is keeping you from the fullness of God's best for you and how you can overcome it. That's your assignment. Write about something in your life that is keeping you from the fullness of God's best for you and how you can overcome it. So on today, I want you to declare that I will walk by the Spirit and not by the flesh. Because of Christ, I am no longer a slave to what leads to my destruction. I declare that I have been set free to live the abundant life that God has called me to live. my God. Like Paul, I will put off the old self and put on the new. I declare that I will operate from a place of peace, joy, and self-control. And I will receive the victory and blessings only God can bring me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Let us pray. Dear God, we come to you today admitting that we're weak. Sometimes we give into anger, laziness, and other temptations. Father God, thank you that your love is stronger than our old ways. Spirit of the living God, help us. Help us, oh God, to stop feeding into the negatives, but help us to be positive and to be positive in everything that we go to do. Father God, show us how to starve the bitterness and the jealousy and the compromising spirits. Father God, teach us how to walk in love and let your grace cover us. Even if our desires don't vanish entirely, Father God, we trust your power within us to resist and to make better choices. Father God, please remind us not to use excuses, but to recognize your strength within us. Every time we overcome, Father God, we know we grow stronger and stronger in you. Lord, continue to teach us how to keep this flesh under subjection. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen and amen. I want you to get this into your spirit, because you don't have to rage a war within yourself as long as you keep that flesh under subjection. The battle is already won. Ooh, God, I thank you. I felt that. Long as you keep that flesh under subjection, the battle is already won. There are some things God is trying to deliver you from, but you will not let it go. That is where the war starts. But on today, you had declared some things. You had opened up and you had told God to help you to keep your flesh under subjection. And I want you to walk in total freedom and be victorious in the name of Jesus. Well, my time is up. And I thank you for tuning in on this morning. And if you want to go to my website, it's www.patriciajwilliams.com. My email address is faithisthekey47@gmail.com. Send me your prayer requests. Anything that you are believing God for, anything that you want God to do in your life, let me touch and agree with you. Send me your prayer request at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. Also, you can contact me via Facebook as well. And you can call me at 318-206-8953. Until we meet again, remember, when you're down to nothing, God is up to something. Be blessed.
You've been listening to Proclaim God's Word with Prophetess Patricia J. Williams. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, the address is P.O. Box 3514, Pineville, Louisiana, 71361. The phone number is 225-268-8164 or by email at faithisthekey47@gmail.com. You are also invited to visit our website at www.patriciajwilliams.com. And as always, may God bless you is our prayer.
This is the 70,000 watt voice of the community. KAYT, Gina, Alexandria.
KAYT, Shreveport, Greenwood, 92.5.